T.C. Hill is not a doctor and does not claim to be a doctor or licensed in any type of medical field. Don't be an idiot and use anything heard on the show as medical advice. This information should be used for educational purposes only, and you should contact your doctor for any medical advice. Now get off me. Welcome to Kick It Naturally. I'm Kenna McEnroe, and I'm here with T.C. Hill, author, natural health expert, trainer, producer. What else you got over there?
I've got the music in me.
All right. He's got the music in him, Marco. All right. And we also have here today, Hottie Patati Will Schmidt, who smells delicious.
Aw, hi.
Yeah, hey.
I was hiking the other day, and I ran by some guy that had Will's cologne. And I was like, that guy was like rubbing on Will or something.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
No?
He wasn't? All right, no problem. No accusations there.
Not there's anything wrong with that, just no.
Not for you. Okay, all right.
What are we doing today?
Different strokes, different folks, people. Today, we're going to be talking about bladder and urinary tract infections, which can be a pain in the butt.
Yeah, that's a good time topic.
Well,
yeah. I like
not
that
the
one.
Butt.
Well, maybe not in the butt, but no.
Well, there's some pain in there.
In the urinary tract.
Right, yeah. Right.
Exactly. So if you haven't liked us, this is your perfect opportunity to stop what you're doing. Go to Facebook to Kick It in the Nuts and like us. And we're going to post topics there every week on future shows we'll be doing. And you guys can post questions that you want us to cover. And we'll probably do it, more than likely.
But every Sunday we say, hey, here's what we're going to talk about. So what questions do you have? But like us fast, because I think they're going to top us out.
Yeah,
we're running out. I think we're like 60,000. I think they're going to cut us off.
Wow. Okay.
I'm not sure how high they let you go, but I'm pretty sure we're the highest.
These people have too many likes.
Right. Yeah. So like us up quick.
Like us while you can, or you won't be able to. Today, all of our listeners can get a free audiobook from audible.com. Just go to kickitinthenuts.com/audiobook for more details. So today, yeah, like I said, we're going to be talking about those UTI things. So what causes that? What is the deal?
Let's talk about some things that can cause that. And a lot of people that are listening to this show probably are having a chronic issue where, like, I got another UTI, and holy mackerel, here's a UTI again, and why do I gotta always have a UTI? So we're going to be like hometown heroes to you folks, because we'll be able to explain some things that you can look at with yourself, not look inside and, like, think about it, but we're going to look at, like, physiology. Because there is no remedy for you know, UTIs, so to speak. We are going to talk about one thing that is pretty flipping magic, and it's pretty rare that we talk about anything that can help almost any person with a situation, but this one seems to do really well. But we're going to teach you how to look at you and understand why you might have chronic situations where UTIs show up again and again. Hey, how do you feel about that, Will?
Sounds awesome.
I know. That would be great.
I always thought that you got, you know, kidney, bladder, UTI infections because of caffeine. Is that true?
I have never heard that, but I think I'm gonna tell
you're gonna
you
like
that, from
that
now
one.
On.
Yeah, you're gonna be like, it's from coffee, so stay away from it.
I'm gonna accept that that's true and just tell that to you from now on. So one thing that we'll look at is that, you know, whether you have a urinary tract or a bladder infection or even a kidney infection, it kind of just depends on where that infection is. And they usually come about when some type of bacteria makes its way into the urethra, which is where, that's the tube where we get to pee out of. Yay, pee. So that's the tube. It goes from the bladder to where it helps the body can exit liquid out the body. So bacteria can get up in there, and then you get this infection. And then it can either be a urinary tract infection, or it gets into the bladder, or it can climb all the way back into the kidneys in some cases, and that can be a little more serious and a little more painful.
So do women, are they more prone to these than men?
They really, really are, and there's a few reasons. One is that their urethra is shorter. You know, it doesn't have as long to travel, where guys have extra parts. You know, my urethra is not real
long. Your urethra is tiny.
But I'm just saying that that's one of the reasons that women may be more susceptible.
It's a one-inch urethra.
Right. And we'll talk about some other ones when we go over some of the people's questions, too. But one thing we're going to show you how to do is we're going to show you that you can look at some tests that you can do at home on yourself to see where some of your physiology is that can really contribute. And Will, do you want to talk a little bit about maybe urine pH and why a high urine pH can cause a chronic susceptibility?
Yeah. Whenever we have sort of internal issues going on, we want to look at... Why are you smiling there, Kayla?
I don't know. I'm just happy. Yeah.
So we want to look at the internal terrain to see, is this internal terrain hospitable to germs and bacteria and garbage that would like to thrive in me? Or is it more hospitable to my own cells and healthy flora? So when we look at a high urine pH, that's indicative of an internal terrain that's more susceptible to bacteria and problems growing. So you can test your own urine pH with pH test paper you can get on Natural Reference or at Whole Foods, usually in the supplement section. And generally, like, ideal urine pH fluctuates a little bit depending on some things in your own physiology, but generally right around 6 is a good score. And if it's much higher than, like, over 6.5 or something, that's a good indication that you could benefit and make yourself less susceptible to UTIs if you acidify your urine stream a little bit, which you can do pretty easily with things like vitamin C as ascorbic acid, MSM, and some other things we'll talk about. And you can also test to confirm if you actually have a UTI using these really fancy 11-parameter dipsticks that you can also find on Amazon.com, but if you go to naturalreference.com, you can find them under the R section for rapid response 11-parameter urinalysis dipsticks.
Yeah, and there's a link there where you can buy them on Amazon, actually.
Yeah.
So but if you just Google on Amazon 11-parameter strip
thingy,
you'll find them. Right. They have it on there.
Yeah, and that can really help you distinguish if you actually do have a UTI or not. Sometimes it can just be bladder pain. Like, I have some female clients that they're just really electrolyte deficient and they're not getting enough water flowing through their kidneys and it gives them some bladder pain. But that's not a UTI. Like, you can tell if you have UTI if things like leukocytes and things are showing up somewhere on that dipstick.
Right. My mother was on a four-wheeler a couple years ago and hit a bump and her bladder popped out.
I remember that story. That's a crazy story.
Popped out?
Yeah. Popped out.
Right.
And she had surgery.
Like, she had to carry it home in her helmet.
Yeah.
I don't actually know how she got out of that situation.
She had to have surgery. And she said that's common with older women who have had lots of children.
And so if you have a bladder infection, that's about to happen to you.
But it's not common for older women to ride ATVs.
Yeah, I know.
That's the less common thing.
So that issue with Kenna's mom is not specific to what we're talking about today.
Don't try that at home. It has nothing to do with that.
But, you know, Will's talking about the 11-parameter strips, and if you're someone who has chronic issues, it might be nice to have these. You can get them for $40 or something like that.
Holy cow.
But it comes with like 100, and they'll last you months and months. It's not something you check every day. But we'll kind of tell you some things that you can look at on those particular strips. So if you find that you need to get some, you can come back and listen to this. So the leukocytes number is actually a timed test. That's the only one where you have to time it and then look at it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you've got to let it sit for at least a minute, closer to like 90 seconds to 2 minutes. And if it's the very, very bottom one on the brand that you can find through Natural Reference. And if it shows an indication that there's any leukocytes at all, that's a really great confirmation that, yeah, you do have a UTI. And we'll talk about some things you can do to help fix that. But that's a really great tool to help just confirm whether or not you actually have one.
Right. There's also a box on there for nitrite, and that can be an indication of a possible UTI as well. So it's kind of nice that some girls will tell you, I can feel when I have one coming on. But this, with this test strip, you could kind of check, you know, every couple of weeks and just see what's going on. And do I need to take steps to keep one from coming on so that you can eliminate it before the symptoms start?
And those are really cool little test strips because you also at the same time check your urine pH and this other really important number called your specific gravity, which can help you get an even clearer indication of if you're stuck in an anabolic or catabolic issue, which could be contributing too to UTI issues.
Right. So let's step back for just a second when Will was talking about the pHs. And he said that if your urine pH was over 6, that you're a little more susceptible to a UTI. And the reason that is because, you know, that urine is sitting there in your bladder. So it's kind of like an environment where bacteria can live. And the bacteria thrive in a more alkaline environment. So if the urine is more alkaline, the bladder is a more alkaline environment, then you're like the captain of all UTIs.
Right. Same thing like in the stomach. When the pH of the stomach isn't right. low enough, then you'll have more bacteria present there and it'll cause all sorts of issues.
Which we talk about in probably every episode we've ever had. Mm-hmm. It's Kenna's favorite topic. She gets upset if we skip anything about digestion. But I think this is a topic that digestion does not have a whole lot to do with it directly. Yeah. Wow.
So we'll just refer to it whenever we can.
Right. Yeah. But so if a person has a chronically higher urine pH and they're getting all these UTIs all the time, like they walk by somebody with bad breath and now they got a UTI, what you could do is you could take steps to lower your urine pH so that that bladder is not such a hospitable environment. It's not a keg party waiting to happen.
Yeah. And I mentioned earlier, like, you can use vitamin C as ascorbic acid. That's a really cheap, inexpensive way to do it.
It's something you could find probably almost anywhere usually.
Just make sure when you get it, you don't get a buffered kind, because you want it to be acidifying. That's the whole point of it. And a lot of people are taking a buffered kind because it's like, oh, it's easier on your stomach, for people whose stomach chemistry sucks.
Right.
So you want to make sure you get the acidifying kind of ascorbic acid, not the fancy lipospheric whole food form source vitamin C. It's different. We just want the fraction of vitamin C that will acidify your urine stream, and usually about 1.5 grams twice a day is enough.
Yeah, and in between meals is great. And you can usually find it in a capsule or a powder form, and powder's really helpful for this specific situation.
And then if you found it in the powder form, you would snort it? Or
you would not snort it. Oh, okay. You would not rub it in your eyes. Okay. That's not going to help. You would put it in water and you would drink it.
Yeah.
We'll demo that for you later.
But one other thing about urine pH is it naturally gets more alkaline throughout the day. So if you check your urine pH like first thing in the morning, you're like, oh, I'm fine, it's at 6. Like, don't think you're just in the clear and that we're bogus, because we don't, you know, you're
we're never bogus.
Right.
Sometimes we're stupid, but we're not bogus.
Yeah. But if your urine pH is really low in the morning, don't think, oh, you're just good, you got to keep looking for a different answer. Like, check it later in the day, because it usually gets higher as you go. And then you can use that test score to help calibrate the amount of ascorbic acid you use. So if you take 1.5 grams and you test your urine pH in the evening or afternoon and it's still like up around 7 or something, you need to take more ascorbic acid. You need to take enough to get it down to around 6. So play with the dosage to try to create the right result.
Right. And you don't want to test the first urine of the day. That will often be much more acidic just because you're removing stuff from the day before. So at least 2 hours after a meal is optimal, but just don't do the first time you pee in the day.
Mm-hmm. All right. You don't have to worry about that with me, because, you know, I love to check my pHs. So.
It's good times. Yeah, all the cool kids
not
do
happy.
It.
Yeah. No,
so let's talk about the one magical thing that this will not change your physiology so that you're not so susceptible, but it just seems to be very effective at almost immediately improving a UTI. And it's a supplement that's called D-Manos. And you could find it usually anywhere, but I have heard from a lot of people that have used other ones and they're not really effective, and I don't know what they're putting in them that's not making them effective. But make sure you find a powder form of it that seems to work the best. There's one on naturalreference.com that we use with our clients, and it just seems to work really well. And what you do is, as soon as you feel like you have a UTI, just take a scoop of it and put it in water. And it's the scoop is about a heaping teaspoon size. And you mix it up and you just drink it. And then if you increase your water intake, that can help flush, you know, all the bad guys out too. But this D-mannose is kind of like this type of sugar, but it basically makes the walls of the bladder super slippery, and same with the urinary tract, so that the bacteria doesn't have anything to hang on. So they're like, ah, and they get peed out, and then it's almost like an instant relief.
How is it again? That's
the only voice I do, is bacteria. It's a very high percentage of women that experience these chronically, if they use this, maybe they have to use it twice, maybe 3 times, and then it's just gone. The infection is taken care of and handled. So it really can be a great thing to have on hand. It's not the solution to fix the problem. If you have high urine pH, you're still going to be susceptible for everyone that comes on board. But it is nice to have, so you don't have to go through all the agony that can come along with a UTI.
Awesome. Good to know. We ready for some questions?
Mm-hmm. I feel ready. Okay. My hair look okay?
Mm. Oh, beautiful.
Yeah.
All right, then, yeah. Okay. Okay, Kinley from Los Angeles, California. Sometimes cranberry juice helps, and sometimes it seems it makes it worse. Is there something else I should be trying?
You want to talk about why people use cranberry juice, Will?
Oh, yeah, because it is acidifying and will help lower your urine pH a bit. There's some sugars in it, some way more sugar than you would want. Depending on where you get it from. But that's why it would help some people, as it pushes the urine pH down a little.
Yeah, if it was enough to acidify that environment to where it killed the bacteria or they couldn't live there, then all of a sudden cranberry juice was a big hero. Mm-hmm. But let's say that you're really turbo high urine pH. Now you're just feeding the bacteria with sugar, and they're like, this is good times.
Right.
Mm. Ah! There you go.
They were screaming differently that time. It was like a keg party.
He's trying to take over my job of reading the questions with all those voices.
Okay, I'll calm down.
All right. Becky from Tacoma, Washington. Could digestive issues and being anabolic contribute to frequent UTI bladder kidney infections? My doctor ran a bunch of tests and said there was nothing wrong with me structurally or otherwise.
Mm-hmm.
And that's super frustrating, you know, because if a doctor can't find anything, the person's like, well, I keep getting these all the time. There's obviously something going on. And like we said, digestive issues, I don't know of anything specific that could contribute to that. With a UTI, you might have all kinds of, it might allow you to have all kinds of bacteria in your intestinal tract. And as they exit, they may be able to make it to the urethra easier. I mean, I'm stretching there.
Right.
But being anabolic can really contribute.
Absolutely. Yeah, because when you are too anabolic, your urine pH is really high, mostly because you're peeing out a lot of the chloride, which is alkaline. So that not only makes you lousy at making stomach acid, but it makes you a nice little breeding ground petri dish for bacteria.
Right, and you also can be peeing out a lot of calcium, you know, which is very alkalizing as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, clearly Becky has taken some more courses or read a book or something because she's understanding. When we talk about an anabolic or a catabolic imbalance, we have a 4-week free digestive course at kickitinthenuts.com, and that teaches you how to run simple tests.
Improve your digestion.
No.
Oh.
that teaches you how to look at simple tests and understand what's going on with your physiology and get an idea of what might be wrong with your digestion and how to improve that.
Yeah, and you can use that same urine dipstick to look at these anabolic markers. Earlier I mentioned you can look at your specific gravity of your urine, and that's really the amount of sediment that you're peeing out. And there's an ideal amount of sediment that you want to be peeing out, and it's right around 15. If it's much lower than that, like if it's only like reading like a 5 or a 10 or even beneath that, it can be around in between 0 and 5. That's a really good indicator, along with a high urine pH, that you're in an anabolic issue. So even if you don't have leukocytes showing up on that test, you can be like, oh, I'm anabolic. There's all these problems with that.
Right.
Yeah.
So if you save up all your urine dipsticks, then eventually you can just make like a little Lego house out of them.
That's what I do.
Yeah, cool.
I'm really good with Legos, though, so maybe people won't be that good at it.
Mm. Lee, antihistamines work well for me. This is true.
I have no idea why.
Sorry.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Glad you found something to work. But if it's something that you have to use often, then you can look at your urine pH like we're talking about and look at a couple things and see if you can set yourself up to where you won't need those antihistamines.
All right. Leon from someplace I can't pronounce, British Columbia. Blueberries and pineapple also contain compounds that promote a healthy urinary tract. I've also read that lemon essential oil is beneficial at the first sign of a UTI, but I wouldn't ingest it unless it was a high-quality organic brand.
Well, I could see where that could help some. Same those things,
kind of reasons
being
as cranberry. Yeah.
Right. And other people have used those too, but again, you don't want to keep putting sugar in there if you're... the bladder is too alkaline, you're just going to be beefing up all the good times that they'll be having.
Mm.
So it could be something that they could help a little bit, but I'd rather look at the person to see where their physiology is to see if they need that help or not.
Yeah, and consuming essential oils can be awesome, and it can also be really hard to stomach, literally. So other things, and so can ascorbic acid, even for that matter. Like if you don't have good bile flow and you're acidifying your stomach more than your digestive system can handle. So it's useful to look at the pH balancing chart. That is that present up on the digestive issues course?
No. No? It's on the coalition. Okay. A lot of people use a coalition to monitor their own chemistry, and then there's some extra charts on there for those folks.
Yeah, so there, if you create a little account on the coalition, you can learn a lot more and be all fancy and track your progress charts.
Right.
Which is ourcoalition.org.
Yeah, right. And we just got a fancy new app for that.
Phone, mobile app.
So ooh, awesome. Ooh. It's called the Coalition for Health Education mobile app, free in the App Store if you have an account on the coalition. So you can log in there and you can find the pH balancing chart. You can see a whole list of different foods that push your urine pH up, as well as other foods that push it down. So if you are dealing with a UTI, you want to be aware of those things that you may be eating that are contributing to high urine pH. A lot of things that people think are maybe going to cure it, like apple cider vinegar or coconut oil or butter, all the things that make you more anabolic. So don't work against yourself by eating those things.
Right. And we do list foods and stuff like that in the free course and in all the books, too, when people are looking at that for more information.
Yeah.
Benita from Apple Valley, California. Many UTIs are caused by wonderful radical sex. Bummer, huh?
Yeah, and that, and you know, that's something that you hear when...
It's by radical.
Radical, yeah. I mean, I'm not sure what she's talking about, but I mean, if...
Sex
I mean,
in
if
the we, 90s?
Yeah, that's radical.
In the 80s, totally typical.
But if we get down to the nitty-gritty of, you know, actual sex and... Well, for the birds and the bees, like the boys.
This is Kenna, making Tony feel awkward.
I'm going to explain this to Kenna.
Okay,
how this
good.
All
please do, because
okay,
I
so
don't know.
The boys have a pee-pee. And girls have a wee-wee. And then what happens is the boys, they'll put the pee-pee, it goes in the wee-wee, really, is how it works out.
Wow.
And this is more technical than we usually talk about on the show, but... if the boy's been, if he's dirty, you know, then that's dirt that could be going in that area for the.
So he can pass you the UTI?
Well, it's not that he has a UTI that he's giving you, but.
But he's got bacteria or something.
Well, if he's just dirty.
Boys are dirty.
If his pee pee is dirt, you know.
Clean your pee pee.
If the tool
boy.
He's using is. It's dirt, and if you sweat, you know.
Like you mean on the outside,
yeah,
or
because
on
like
the inside?
If you sweat, you're removing junk from your body, and that's on your skin, and or maybe you just put it somewhere else where it got dirty. I don't know. There's lots of reasons, but in any case, I'm trying to do this at a third grade level to keep it clean. But,
well, for me too,
right? And to explain to Kenna so she understands, because she's very innocent. That's that urethra is handy in that area, and it's easy for bacteria to get up there. And that's why when, if you look online for all the solutions for UTIs, you always see them say pee after sex, like right after sex, go and pee to kind of flush out anything that could, you know, get up in the urethra and cause some type of infection. But it's not, you know, that's, so that's a bummer kind of thing. But still, if you set up your physiology to where it's not hospitable, then you won't have to turn around and pee every time that you...
Or if a boy will just clean his pee-pee before he sticks it in a wee-wee. I mean, come on.
I mean, it seems to make sense, right?
Yeah, I wouldn't
Why you
want
gotta be
dirty
all dirty?
Pee-pee.
There's other ways that you can clean them off, but we won't go into that right now. We'll leave it at the third grade level. But it is a factor. So if for some reason you've been researching UTIs and you haven't looked at the fact that sex can be a contributing factor, then understand that urinating after sex can be helpful. I just don't look at it as the answer, especially if your body's still susceptible to that. I'm
so
glad that
prostitutes
we,
get a lot of UTIs,
right,
probably.
Right. So D-mannose, great for them to have on hand.
Right by the bedstand.
Right. So yeah. Bonita, I'm glad that we could handle your question
Bonita,
properly.
Bonita, keep on having that radical sex, girl. Okay, Kenzie from Racine, Wisconsin. Oh my gosh! Okay,
we're gonna send you on a trip to Wisconsin.
I know. I'm gonna open a new state called Wisconsin. Racine from Wisconsin, cranberry juice can help with the pain, but UTI can only be cured with prescription antibiotics. If you wait too long to see a doctor, the infection could spread to your kidneys, which causes excruciating abdominal and back pain.
So
true or false? Only by antibiotics.
What Kinsey is saying is true if we want to provide false information.
Okay.
So, but I understand why Kinsey feels that way, and that's kind of the information that's out there, and that's what a doctor is taught.
Kinsey is a doctor, maybe.
I don't know. It could be. But that's the information that's out there, and that's what doctors see working for them. But it's not true. And if you can avoid using antibiotics, which are wiping out all of your good bacteria too, along with the overloading your liver and all the things that any medications will do, if you can wipe out a UTI without that, then it's a lot more gentle on your body.
Without, doing harm to your other organs from all the medications.
Right. And, every time you use an antibiotic, you really need to replenish your good bacteria. And that's more steps that need to be taken. And
with like a probiotic?
With a probiotic, right. If lowering your urine pH can wipe out the bacteria, or using something like D-mannose that makes all the bacteria go, what do they say, Kenna? Yeah, that's what they say, as they get peed out. Then all of a sudden you don't have to use antibiotics. And that's just a fiction that we're kind of taught, that we is kind of buried in our brain, and it's hard to get around that. But with many things that antibiotics are used for, there are other solutions if you're willing to do the work.
Yeah, and there it's not even a sustainable solution, because really quickly, so many of my female clients that struggle with UTIs will go through round after round after round of antibiotics, and they just keep coming back. And it's kind of like, rats that just keep coming back to a dumpster because there's still garbage food there. Like,
right.
They're not going to not come back.
Right.
You just got to change that little internal.
A pellet gun is not a good solution for a rat infestation.
Unless you like shooting rats, right. And it's fun for you to take antibiotics. So.
Right. So, and, there's a lot of research now that's showing that, continuous antibiotic use is making them less and less effective as the bacteria become immune to it, really. So we find it more successful to set up the environment so that it's not so hospitable, and then you don't need to do that over and over.
Mm-hmm. All right. Marinda from Standerton, South Africa. We've got a lot of South Africans that like us. We're big over in South Africa. Can having a bladder infection over time cause a bad, very bad smell? Or what can cause the smell? Urine is light brownish.
Whoa.
It can cause the smell. The bacteria and the waste from the bacteria is a whole new odor that you may not be used to, and all of a sudden your pee smells. It also can cause discoloration, but there are other things that can cause discoloration too, and some of them can be very serious. So don't view brown urine as, I just have a UTI, because there are other issues. In that 11-parameter dipstick that we talked about before, if you test that and you see urobilogen or bilirubin on there, that's a real strong indication that your bile is not flowing properly. And the body kind of puts all of our waste, our hard waste, poopy kind of waste, into our bile so that it can be put through the small intestines, and it goes out the back door. So if that bile's not flowing, all of a sudden that waste can't be removed, and sometimes it can kind of seep out and end up, the body's like, I'll try and pee it out. So you're kind of pooping out your bladder, and that's not a good thing.
I wonder, like, if there was a hole in the colon or something.
It may not even be a hole, but just if there's no exit strategy for what should be getting pooped, even if you are pooping, that doesn't mean that the bile is going with it, which is the garbage. So that can kind of seep over and can cause, urine to be a different color. And there's medications that can cause urine to be different colors. There's a lot of different things.
Vitamins.
Yeah, there's vitamins that can do it as well. Licorice, food coloring, fava beans. There's lots of stuff that can change the color of urine. So don't look at that as, I have a UTI. But yes, it can be the result of a UTI. So that's just...
If she starts seeing food in her urine, doctor quick.
Yeah, you don't want that.
Carrot?
I passed a carrot today.
Yeah. Amber from Clare, Michigan. Is cranberry juice a real remedy? Hi, Kenna. Hi, Will. Oh, and TC Hale.
Hi. Hi, Amber.
Oh, hi, Amber.
I like Amber. Yeah, so, for some people, since cranberry is acidifying, it can help you acidify enough to kill them all, like we talked about, but it's just not always enough and for everybody, and sometimes it can make it worse. So I'd rather see somebody use just ascorbic acid or
use the cranberry pills, though.
They do have cranberry pills.
That you don't get the sugar.
Right. And I have had clients use those before, and it seemed to be a little more of a hit-and-miss situation than the D-Mannos for an immediate improvement. But
are we sponsored by D-Mannos
or something?
Not. Because y'all love D-Mannos.
Well, just for this show. I don't think we've ever talked about it before.
I've never heard D-Mannos mentioned before. Yeah.
But cranberry is something that people have used to lower urine pH. We just see that ascorbic acid seems to be the easiest, gentlest, fastest solution, cheapest too.
Hmm. All right, it's all about being cheap.
For sure.
I think that's it on the questions, unless y'all just want me to make up some more.
I don't think I want you to, unless you have some on like construction. I feel like answering construction questions. I've never done construction, but I feel like I could answer some.
Right.
Something about a hard hat.
It's something about digestion.
So, Will, what does if somebody has chronic UTIs, what should they take away from this? What are the steps that they should take?
They should use the urine dipstick test. That will test their pH and the presence to confirm whether or not.
And don't put the dipstick in the urethra.
No, pee on it.
Right, that's good too.
I actually have a video that shows how to do the urine dipstick test. Oh. If you go to my website, mybodyofknowledge.net/self-tests. Or just go to the little search box on mybodyofknowledge.net and type in self-test. And you'll see that it's like the last one, urine dipstick. There's also a urine pH and a saliva pH video that'll show you how to test those. So you need like a little throwaway paper cup or something that you can pee into and then dip the stick in. It shows you how in the video. So when you look at that, you can confirm whether or not you actually do have a UTI by seeing if there's leukocytes or nitrates. You can see where your urine pH is at, and your specific gravity can give you good indication if you're in an anabolic imbalance. And if you see those things like a high urine pH or leukocytes, if you see leukocytes, then for sure you want to hit some D-mannos.
Just like you said, wipe it out,
and then take steps to fix the anabolic imbalance and to lower your urine pH, which kind of go together, like taking ascorbic acid or other of those urine lowering foods or vitamins that you mentioned in your books, and try to limit the foods that raise your urine pH for a little while.
Right, and it is. I mean, even if you just want to look at your urine pH, those strips are really cheap, and you can pick them up at most health food stores. You don't need the 11 parameter things to see what's going on there. It's just helpful to have other parameters. There's 11 instead of just one. 11 is more than one.
It's like 11 times better.
Right, exactly. That's if you do the math, which we don't do a lot of math here on the show, but so that can be a really simple, easy step to look at, and then not only could you wipe out, you know, any immediate infection with D-mannos, but you could set yourself up and just look at your urine pH once a week or so and look at, is it insane high again? Do I need to do other things? Because if it's high, then you know you're more susceptible to another infection. Mm. But I think that you'll see that if you can change that and keep that urine pH lower, that it's just not as inviting to for bacteria to thrive, and the number of infections that you get will just go way low. Happens a lot.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
It's good times.
Cool. So if you want to learn more about how to look at your own chemistry, you can read any of Tony's books or take the free 4-week digestion course at kickitinthenuts.com. Until next time, I hope you don't get any UTIs.
UTI off.
Mm-hmm. 'Cause I know a place where the sun is on.